Hi, welcome to Happy, Joyous, and Freaking Out. My name's Nicole, and I'm an alcoholic. This podcast is not just for alcoholics. It's for anyone who has questions about how to be happy, how to be joyous, and why we freak out. So welcome to the podcast, and thanks. I'm going to do something a little different. Last podcast, I told you I didn't have a theme song. Still don't have a theme song, but I did songify myself singing my former theme song, and my boyfriend hated it. And so hopefully this will inspire him to just write me a theme song if you and him and the rest of us get to listen to this blight on our ears. Here we go.
Guitar song.
Yeah.
Guitar song. Nicole's gonna have a guitar song.
Oh, that's so horrible.
Guitar song. Nicole's gonna have a guitar song.
God, that's awful. Yeah.
Guitar song.
So awful.
Nicole's gonna have a guitar song.
Oh, we're gonna stop that. We're gonna stop that right there. Stop that in its tracks. Oh, that's horrible. But now maybe my boyfriend will write me a theme song. If he doesn't, look forward to another theme song. So, here we are, the second episode of Happy, Joyous, and Freaking Out. This next segment is what I like to call the shit I want to share. So again, anytime that I have anybody's attention for more than 10 seconds, this little tidbit, something I want to share with them. Another musical sting. I will not destroy you with that song if I song. I am good at karaoke. I'm good at karaoke. I'm not good at rap. I try to make up my own raps all the time. Usually my default lyric is, "You don't even know." I just challenge my audience and what they do and do not know. But I really want to learn the entirety of Lose Yourself by Eminem. And when I do, I'm going to perform it at karaoke under the name Feminem. Yeah, I know. That's good. So thought you'd like to know. Alright, moving on. Musical sting. Maybe. Don't know. So what I want to talk about today is a new thing that I do, that I found myself doing, which isn't great. And it's whenever there's a new band that I hear. My favorite radio station is KEXP. You can find them at 90.3 FM in Seattle or KEXP.org. They're a nonprofit radio station. They're fantastic. Really love them. And they break new artists all the time. And whenever a new artist comes on the radio, I almost immediately Google that band or that artist, and I find out what age they are. And if they are younger than me, I'm like, oh, shit. And if they're older than me, I go, oh, phew. If I start right now, I too can become a rock star and get on the radio. Same goes for movie stars or bloggers or people I see accelerating in their careers. Apparently, I think in my head that there's some kind of age that dictates success, and it's completely false. It's completely made up, because there are plenty of people who find success later in life, just as many people that find success earlier in life, and it also depends on what exactly you're reaching for and what your goals are and how you define success, which brings me to my point. I read this quote by Theodore Roosevelt, comparison is the thief of joy. And this is something that totally struck me as being incredibly true. Every time I find myself in that dance of comparing myself to either people I know personally or movie stars or rock stars or whatever, whomever it happens to be, my joy is completely stolen because, you know, I automatically put myself below them on the success scale. And beyond that, I put a lot of pressure on myself to be the best. My job, my school, relationships, they all become reflections of what I have to offer to the world. If I'm the best at my job, I am then worthy of your time and love. And I let this illusion play out until I'm on toothpicks thin stilts of imagined self-worth. And I've come to realize that this self-imposed pressure disconnects me from what I can learn from others. I do it a lot of work. When someone asks a really great question or throws out a creative idea, I don't commend them, and instead I berate myself for not thinking of it first. And when I see others accelerate in their careers, I don't think about how great it is to surround myself with dedicated and ambitious people. Instead, my self-esteem plummets because I am not the best and I am not the brightest. Never mind that they have something different from what I want, like being a movie star. I think that was a fantasy when I was like 7. Regardless of that, I have failed somehow. I think this is particularly true in my career. And, you know, I've done a lot of work on separating myself from my career because I do think that there has to be more to me than my job. And there's a little flicker of light within me that refuses to dim, this belief that I am more than my job, and berating myself is not going to help ignite that spark to be anything other than like a fantasy. Constantly berating myself yanks myself from the present moment, and the shoulds do not help me define what I believe to be success. These actions keep me locked in what other people's success ideas of success are instead of my own. So what I'm challenging myself to do, and again, I challenge you to do it too, and we got to keep each other accountable because it's recorded now, it's on the podcast. I'm going to define my own versions of success. What does success look like to me? And every time I start berating myself, you know, pump the brakes and remember what that vision is. Can I achieve it? What can I do today to achieve that? What am I doing right now that's working toward that? What should I celebrate? What can I work on? I want to live by my own terms and define joy on my own terms. And it's a gift to seek that joy. And I want to look at it as a gift. So that's what we're going to do together. We're going to seek that joy. And we're probably going to freak out. But that's all right. That's all right. Oh, God, I'm singing again. You guys don't care. You may or may not like it. Anything is better than that Songify theme. I'm kind of sorry, not sorry about that. But who knows? Maybe next week I might break out like the spoons, or I have an out of tune ukulele. I can write myself a new theme. Yeah, we'll see. So I think that's all I have to say today. I want to keep these short and sweet. I think I want to keep them as, you know, kind of meditations, food for thought. for your week. Short little things you guys can tune into. Leave some feedback. I have a website, happyjoyousandfreakingout.com. For each of these podcasts, they each have their own page. You can leave comments directly below. You can click on the subscribe page, subscribe with your email address, or add this to your feed. And I'm looking forward to continuing this conversation. Thank you so much, guys. Love you. Bye.